And this is indeed the Community Garda slot on Highland Radio. Delighted to say we're joined in studio by Garda Sergeant Charlene Anderson, based in Buncrana. Charlene, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well indeed. And all the better for seeing you. Charlene, a few things to get through this morning. So we'll begin with the town park in Letterkenny and news of assaults there on Friday of last week.
That's correct. So Gardaí and Letterkenny are investigating a number of assaults which took place in the town park in Letterkenny on Saturday the 2nd of April between 8.35, at approximately 8.35pm. So there was three male youths and these were playing football in the park when they were approached by approximately five to six young males who proceeded to assault them. Injuries were sustained by one of the males, however, thankfully, none of which is thought to be life-threatening. So we're appealing this morning to anyone who was in around the town park area between 8pm and 9pm on April 2nd and who may have observed the group of young males. Indeed, anyone who may have parked in the area, who may have dash cam footage, we'd be anxious to talk to them as well. And we'd ask them to contact Gardaí and Letterkenny on 07491 67100.
Now, we know there was an assault in the town park last week as well. Is that coincidental or is there potentially a link between the two? Is that being looked at?
Well, all avenues of inquiry are open at this stage. So both matters are currently being investigated. And again, if anyone has any information in relation to last week's assault, this week's assault, we'd be anxious to speak to them. And as always, the Garda confidential line is there. If somebody doesn't want to contact the Garda station directly, they can contact 1800 666 111 and they'll pass the information on to us.
Staying in the Letterkenny area, earlier last week, a burglary at Whitethorn Park.
Letterkenny Garda are appealing for information in relation to a burglary which occurred at Whitethorn Park in the town. And this occurred on Tuesday, the 29th of March at approximately 9.45pm. Now, a resident of the house had entered the property via the front door. And she observed a male intruder wearing a dark top and jeans, and he was on the stairs of the property. Now, she immediately left the house, and it was established later that the male had left via the rear entrance of the property. So, look, we are appealing for anybody today that has any information in relation to this particular incident to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 07491 67100. Anyone that may have had a vehicle parked up in the Whitethorn area, may have dash cam footage, and if they can make that available to us, it would be much appreciated.
Shall we go to Ballyshannon now?
We shall go to Ballyshannon now. Yes, that'll be great, Donal. Gardaí in Ballyshannon are investigating a burglary also, which occurred in the area of Tubber Ballantra. Now, this occurred on Wednesday, the 30th of March, between the hours of 9am and midday. In this particular incident, a rear window at a property was forced open and entry was gained. Now, nothing is believed to have been stolen, so we're particularly interested in any sightings or dash cam footage of a white Mitsubishi Jeep, and the partial reg for that Jeep is 151MO, which is 151 Mayo, and a black Skoda, and a partial reg for this vehicle has emerged as 09KE, so that's 09 Kildare. We'd be interested to speak to anyone who may have noticed either of these vehicles in the area at that time, and we'd appeal to residents in the Ballyshannon area that if they have observed anything suspicious in around the 30th of March between those hours again, 9am and midday, to contact Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 07198 58530.
And presumably, if the owners of either of those vehicles are in a position to rule themselves out of your investigation, you'd want them to make contact as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it'd be very important for the purpose of the investigation, for elimination processes.
Yeah. Staying close to Ballyshannon again, this time, Ross Nalla.
That's correct. Gardaí, again, in the Ballyshannon district, are investigating another burglary that happened at a caravan park near Ross Nalla Beach between Tuesday the 29th of March at 6pm and Wednesday the 30th at 1pm. Now, the front door of a mobile home was forced open and entry was gained, but nothing was stolen. So the caravan park in question is located in close proximity to the hotel. So we just appeal to anyone who may have observed anything suspicious in that area to contact Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 07198 58530.
A criminal damage in Donegal Town.
Yes, so Donegal Town Gardaí are investigating an incident of criminal damage, Donal, and this was reported to have occurred on Wednesday the 30th of March at approximately 3.40am. And the incident was reported to have occurred at Millrace Crescent in Donegal Town. So the residents of a house were asleep when they were awoke because of a loud bang, only then to discover that their front sitting room window and glass in the front door had been smashed. So look, it's a particularly frightening incident for the homeowners, so we'd appeal to any residents in the area to contact Ballyshannon Gardaí if they've seen or heard anything that may assist with this particular investigation.
We know that Fraud Investigation Week and Fraud Awareness Week was highlighted last week, and quite a lot of information on that here and elsewhere. And one particular element that's been discussed, and you want to raise that this morning, is that of accommodation fraud.
Yes, so last week was our Fraud Awareness Week, and it took place for the entire week, and warnings were issued on our social media page and also on local radio. But particularly, we just want to hone in on accommodation fraud this morning. I suppose there is a rise in that. It's up 30% on last year's figures, and approximately over €1 million stolen in rental scams in the last 2 years. So we're just asking people to be extra vigilant when booking accommodation, particularly now at a time when society and indeed foreign travel is about to reopen. I suppose there's two types of accommodation fraud that is most prevalent, and that's the long-term rental. So I suppose in these cases, donal fraudsters target people who are often under pressure because they need to find accommodation in a particular area within a specific budget or time frame. And then you would have the short-term rental. In this case, the target are generally middle-aged, and the rental scams involve the likes of holiday rentals, and these are likely to become more prevalent in the months ahead, as I said, with foreign travel reopening.
The other element that's cropped up year after year, and it particularly happens, I suppose, August into September, as soon as we get the CAO offers out, this can happen so often with students, particularly students perhaps from Donegal who are looking to move to Dublin, Galway, wherever, and they can be ripe to be victims of this as well.
Absolutely, yes. And I suppose foreigners which are coming to the country as well to study, they might go online and they might try to book accommodation. And what we would find is in some of these cases that if it's too good to be true, it normally is. So there's just a couple of red flags that we would ask people to keep an eye out for. As I said, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. If the listing contains grammar or indeed spelling mistakes, yeah, on social media, just look out for that. And that in cases where all communication is via WhatsApp or social media, that would be another red flag. And also if the landlord says that they're away and they can't show you the property at a certain date or a certain time, that would be another indicator that there's something amiss. And also when they look for payment, like say through PayPal, wire transfer, iTunes gift cards, things like that, they are all red flags, and it's something that just needs to be explored a little bit more. And I suppose everything is online at the moment. We go online to buy things, and we're very trusting in some regards, but when it comes to accommodation fraud, and particularly over the next couple of months, there will be a rise in incidents, and there has been over the last year. So we just ask people to be mindful of it, and to I suppose report matters if they arise in incidents to ourselves. And again, as always, just trust your instincts, and if the offer sounds too good to be true, well then it
And as you say, if someone does have suspicions, I mean, you know, make contact with yourselves, make contact with the local station, inquiries can be made, and if there's nothing to worry about, then that will be established in usually, I would imagine, fairly quickly.
Absolutely, and we'd follow up on, we have designated Gardaí associated now with our different fraud sections, and look, information's passed on to them, and they can check these things out very, very quickly. Sometimes it's just a matter of an address may be used, and it may have been used before, and it can be established very quickly if it's a thing that it's one of these fraudulent addresses that is used from time to time.
Yes, it's certainly something to be aware of if you're looking for accommodation, be it a holiday home or be it something more long term. Charlene, before you go, just would you repeat for us the confidential number, which of course can be used in terms of anything that you've seen, be it something reported this week, something reported in previous weeks, or something different entirely. The confidential line is always there.
It's always there, and it's 1800 666 111.